Hello and welcome to our mid-2024 Star Wars Legion Ultimate Buying Guide of Supreme Power. That's pretty intense. I'm Jay Schlansky. That's Kyle Dornbos. We're here to tell you what you need to buy if you want to play Star Wars Legion.
Yeah, so basically, this is going to be the summer version of, hey, maybe I'm just getting into Legion from another game. Maybe I'm getting into minis gamings in general, and Legion is what I'm going with. This could also just be kind of like, I've been out of the game for a while. I need to play catch up.
Yep.
What's kind of useful and good, and like, what's the best way to get into that and end up with an army that is going to be decent?
Yeah. So. And I would say this is for sure going to have a slight competitive spin on it, as far as we're going to try to guide you into what is reasonable to go play if you were to go to a tournament tomorrow. I think that's a good way of doing it. And if you want a more in-depth kind of buying guide, one of our blog writers, Evan Paul, did he's calling it the complete 2024 Legion Buyer's Guide. So take that for what it is.
Yeah, so check that out at thefifthtrooper.com/blog. But this will be the video version if that's your chosen medium. So, and we might have some opinions that are different than Evan's as well. So we'll see.
I know for sure I will. So, well, Kyle, I guess we talked before, and we're going to do a little bit of a chronological order here. So if you want to pick one of the two Civil War factions and get us started, what do you want to start with?
Let's start with Rebels, because Rebels were my first love.
Hey, all right.
When I first started with Legion. So if you want to buy into any faction, really, you should look at either the core box or a Battle Force box. And with Rebels, the choice is actually pretty simple right now. I would do the Battle Force box. Frankly, just because Rebel troopers are terrible.
Yeah.
they're what comes in the core box. You also get Commander Luke in the core box, but the Battle Force box comes...
Who is also terrible.
Yes. but the Battle Force box comes with Rebel Vets, which are significantly better than Rebel Troopers. And you get a bunch of them, probably as many as you would need in one Battle Force box, whereas even with the core box, you'd have to get like two core box halves to reasonably just be even legal. To have a legal list. So I would definitely start with the Echo Base Defenders Battle Force box for Rebels.
I like that. And it's weird. Everything, you can get the core box, you know, if you want, but everything that comes in that, none of it's great to play right now. So for Rebels.
It also has the ATRTs, which are like... they're bad. They're really bad.
Nah, none of it's great. And so I think I wholeheartedly agree with this. And one of the things that Evan recommends on the website, which I would probably second, is if you're gonna go with the one of the Echo Base Defenders or the Battle Force starter sets, that you're gonna need to get the essential kit as well, just because you're gonna need your measurement sticks, you're gonna need all your tokens, you're gonna need battlefield cards, and that all comes in that essentials kit. So
dice, you might need some dice packs too. The essentials kit comes with, I think, three of each dice. But you can also just buy like two essentials kits. You get extra range rulers and stuff, which is useful. You get extra movement templates. So yeah, if you're not getting the core set, you definitely do need an essentials kit. But I think it's still a better deal, especially for Rebels. This Battle Force box also comes with three characters. It comes with, I guess technically four, but three units that are characters. It comes with 3PO and R2. It comes with Chewie, and it comes with Leia. So
yeah, right. And then it's, what is it, two Tauntaun Riders, and then 1.4 FD cannon, which out of everything that comes in that box, honestly, the Tauntauns are... like the only, and maybe 3PO are the only questionable things, but they have their place also. So real, I'm in agreement with you. I think that's great. Also, just as an aside, since we're early in the episode, if you haven't played Legion yet and you're looking to get into it, a couple of things you're going to want to know besides the buying guide is there's a rules forum at Atomic Mass Games, which goes beyond the rule book. Okay. Yep. And you're going to want to read their updated rule book on their website. So atomicmassgames.com, go to the forums, go to the rule book. That's going to be a lot of rulings as well. There's also erratas. So some of the cards that come in the box, that some of the stuff we recommend today may not have the same points or the same words. So you want to make sure if you're brand new to Legion that you're up at Atomic Mass Games website and checking out all their digital stuff too, because that's going to give you a full update of what to come to the next tournament prepared to know. Yeah,
luckily this is not like 40K where you need like six different books to sort out your army's rules. 90% of them are going to just be on the cards that come in the stuff that you buy, but for the rest of it, you're going to just want to make sure that you check the digital copies of stuff to make sure that none of those cards are some of them may be different or changed, or more likely the points values and such may be different. So
And again, if you're brand new, there's two main list builders that help you build your army's list. There's Tabletop Admiral and then Legion HQ, which is it's our tool, the Fifth Troopers tool, Legion HQ. But either one of them will get you to where you need to be to build lists. They're like 97% correct as far as points and text, but you always want to double check list building rules on AMG's website, but you can use those tools. So
real quick, I guess an overview of the Rebels faction too. It is basically it's kind of the hero faction, which, you know, makes sense based on the lore and the canon. Rebels have a lot of very good characters and the lists kind of center around what those characters do. So if you want to play like a bunch of scrappy unique characters, Rebels are probably what you want. Their stuff tends to be fragile, but it also tends to hit a little bit harder and to sometimes be more mobile than what other factions have access to. So after the Battle Force box, I think there's a handful of stuff I think that I'd probably recommend that you're going to get good use of. The first is Cassian. Any like non-echo based list is going to heavily feature Cassian because he's great. So he's basically like a long range sniper unit. You can also play him up close. He also comes with K2SO, who is also great. Cassian is a hybrid slash support character that supports other characters, which if you're playing Rebels, you're going to want to be doing. Han is also a great buy. Again, you know, a major character in the original trilogy, but he's super useful both just in a standard Rebel list, but also in an Ewok list, if that's the thing you want to do.
Okay.
Luke Skywalker, the operative, so this would be Jedi Luke. If you want to play Luke, he's the much better version of it. So I would get the operative Luke. He does not come with the original three command cards that Commander Luke comes with, so you'll need another way to get those. If you didn't buy the core set, you might just be able to like find an existing player that has extra ones. For a while, they were handing out a bunch of those like in the first few years of Legion. There are those limited edition Lukes floating around, like the Hoth Luke that comes with them. You could also just get one of those off eBay if you want, like an original version of Commander Luke. They're really not that expensive. So it's not out yet, but Bad Batch looks super good. And it is a Rebel unit as well as a Republic unit. So I'd grab that. The Rebel personnel expansion gets you the generic commander, which is super useful, and also some other useful things in there that you can flesh out your core units with. And then the commanders are super good. They come with sniper rifle. You can also use the bombs, but those aren't very good. But the sniper rifle is great, and commandos slot nicely into both Ewok and normalists. So can you think of anything else, Jay, that you would like definitely go out and get next as a Rebel player?
Okay. Yeah. And this is gonna, so something that you need to know at home is, if you haven't played Legion in a while, or if you're new, There are a number of units that are mercenary units that float between factions. Okay. One of the things I think is still good, and I think that just because not for any specific reason, but just because the way new stuff comes out and people like alter lists, but you may want to consider getting a couple sets of pikes for rebels, just to have, especially if you run Cassian. Cassian and pikes do very well together. And so I would get two, you know, if you wanted to run like a gunline type list, getting a couple sets of pike syndicate soldiers is not a terrible thing to do.
Yeah. And pikes kind of, you know, they don't actually like fill your core requirements, so you'll need to run them in addition to either right. rebel troopers or vets, but they're kind of just rebel troopers, but better.
Yeah.
You know, they generate their own dodge tokens. They hit significantly harder. They're kind of like rebel troopers that you don't actually need to support with anything.
Yeah.
So,
I mean, after that, honestly, it's all thematic stuff after that. You know, there is Mando, Din Djarin is in the game. So, you know, if you wanted to play him, if you're hell bent on playing Luke, you want to get the operative Luke Skywalker, not the Commander Luke Skywalker. Yeah. So Commander Luke is only available in the box, but operative you can buy separate. I think other than that, none of the other stuff is must buy stuff. It's all
it's all kind of just what you want to play.
Yeah.
I would consider Ahsoka.
Yep.
Like if you want to play a Force user that's not Luke in Rebels, Ahsoka's your only other option. And she's actually like quite good. Especially alongside Cassian. So
yeah, she really is. And I mean, the other thing too, honestly, is if you're coming to this from like watching the Mandalorian TV show, you know, you can have IG-11, Din Djarin, and Boba Fett. They're all available. You can't really have all three of them at the same time.
Can't field all three of them at the same time, yeah.
But you can play any of them, and at least two of them at the same time. So, you know, if that's something you're interested in, they are available. And, you know, there's a lot of stuff we're not talking about just because it's not really worth talking about in Rebels. But just keep an eye out, you know, and if there's something that you like that's happened, you know, in the last few years, it's in here somewhere. You just got to look. So, yeah.
Yep. But what about for an Ewok list if you want to run Ewoks?
Yeah, that gets a little trickier. You're going to have to buy a couple of things. There's three things you'll have to buy, but multiples of a couple of them. So you'll have to get, they have Wicket, if you remember him from the movies. They also have a guy named Law Gray, which you saw him in the movies. They didn't really mention him too much, but he's like their shaman. So
he's the one that wants to cook everybody and eat him.
Yeah. So there is a commander pack that you could get that's got Law Gray and Wicket in it. Then you'll need to get Ewoks. So in Legion, there's core units and special forces units. Well, the Ewok packages are both. So you're going to want 6 to 8 of those, depending. Yep. If you really want to run a full Ewok list, you're going to want 8.
It's an expensive list to run.
It is. And then the final thing that you can run it, that is Chewbacca in an AT-ST. But you have to get the new, there's you're going to get confused because there's two AT-ST boxes. There's an old one and then there's a new one. You want the new one that's got the card and everything in it. But I believe the card's also digital, I want to say. So I think you can print and play it. Or at the very least you can, you know, if you want to test it and you already have an AT-ST or something, you know, you could just take a look online on one of the list builders. But you want, so yeah, if you want Ewoks, Echo, you're going to get Echo Defenders, then you're going to get Law Gray and Wicket, then you're going to get about 8 boxes of Ewoks and the AT-ST, the new AT-ST. That's what you're going to want to buy to run Ewoks, which is called Bright Tree Village, in case you're looking for it on their website, the rules for that. The other thing to note is there's regular list building, which is you just build the list to 800 points and you have restrictions at every unit type. But there's also battle force list building. So just make sure when you're building your battle forces, they have very specific rules, and some have extra rules that the list can do because they're a certain type of battle force. So just make sure you keep an eye out for that when you're building.
Yep, and Ewoks, which we just mentioned, are one of those battle forces that have its own specific set of rules. So, each faction has at least one battle force. Some have a lot more than that, like Empire.
Yeah.
Should we? You want to talk about Empire, Jay?
I love Empire. If you guys haven't guessed, it's my favorite list, my favorite faction type. They have three battle forces. Empire.
Yeah.
So you have a couple choices here. You could, similar to Rebels, you could get the you could go the way of the Blizzard Force Battle Force and the Essentials Kit. You know, Blizzard Force comes with an AT-ST, two sets of speeder bikes like you saw in Return of the Jedi, and three sets of snowtroopers and Darth Vader. Okay, out of those things, Darth Vader, the speeder bikes, and the AT-ST are probably the most likely of what you'll use out of that. Snowtroopers, if you're building very particular lists, but less likely out of the three. The other way you could go too is buy the original core set. So that comes with Vader, two sets of stormtroopers and two sets, or one bike or two sets of bikes. I don't remember. It's been a long time.
It's one pair of two bikes.
One pair, right. So one squad has two bikes in it. So if you have two squads of bikes, you would have four bikes on the table. So you could absolutely go that way. You know, especially if you're like, oh, maybe I would try Rebels. You know, you might as well. The core box is all your tools, a bunch of dice. It's got everything you would need. And I think, honestly, either way, you're fine. It'll get you started and get you in the right direction. You know, I think right now it hasn't always been like this, kids. This is something new, but armor or you know, the AT-STs or any of the like vehicles, those are really popular right now because they're good. So you know, AT-STs are very popular. If you want to have AT-STs, then get the Blizzard Force list, and then, you know, that's where I would start. Empire is a very aggressive list type. They like shooting and killing, or defeating, as we call it in Star Wars.
In Star Wars,
Legion.
Nobody dies.
No one.
They're
dies.
Only defeated.
I mean, honestly, no one dies. In Star Wars. So you know, I think starting with that is probably your best bet. Now, to be very honest, stormtroopers and regular or stormtroopers and snowtroopers are fine. They're not the best core unit that you have to have. So you want shore troopers. They're the best core unit, but they're fine. They can build out lists with them. You can use them, so you're not at a loss, right? So my first buy would be the Blizzard Force or the core set with, and then if you get Blizzard Force, you'll need the essential kit. Then honestly, the next thing I would get is shore troopers.
Yep.
I would get two boxes of them.
Mm-hmm.
So shore troopers and the vets from Rebels both have a regular unit. And then they have like a little, like, you know, the shore troopers have like
it's a mortar and
border. Yeah. And placement, and then the rebel troopers have like a standing gun.
It's like a heavy machine gun, sci-fi version of a heavy machine gun.
And so the reason you go with shore troopers and vets is because those little secondary units that they come with are cheap, and so you can add them on, and so you can get to your minimums pretty quick with those and cheaply, so that you put other stuff in your list. So that would honestly be my next pick. I would get two boxes of shore troopers, because Dark Commander Vader is super good, and so he would be a fine commander to have and start with. I think after that, honestly, this is both a good and not something I've always agreed with, as Kyle will attest, but both a good and thematic thing to get next would be Boba Fett.
Yep.
Like he's considered a mercenary, but he does play in the Empire list, and Boba Fett is really good. The only caveat to that is you're going to want to buy both the, there's two Boba Fetts. There is an Empire Boba Fett, and then there is a Rebel Boba Fett. So young Boba Fett and old man Boba Fett. You're going to want to buy both because you're going to want the command cards that come in the new Boba Fett as well.
Yep.
Those are a big deal. So, you know, I mean, I think those are my big ones, right off the bat. And then, after that, honestly, for me, it's kind of like, you're going to want more speeder bikes. Probably. You're probably going to want at least one to two more ATSTs. At least
if you're running Tempest.
Yeah, at
or
least
Blizzard. Yeah.
I mean, yes, I think that's what you're running. Frankly, if you're running Empire right now, it's
probably
one of those two
yeah.
lists. So you're going to want to get another set of one or two sets of speeder bikes, another ATST, and then you can start going for the heroes from there. What do
Yeah,
you think, Kyle, after
yeah.
that?
Yeah, I think if you don't want to run Tempest or Blizzard Force, so those are two of the battle forces, I would go with Boba Fett, as you noted, and then after that, you could look at one or two other bounty hunters. My personal favorite second after Boba Fett is Bosk.
Yep.
Cad Bane is decent in Empire. He's better in Separatists, which we'll get to. You can also take IG-88, who's very good. IG-11 comes in the same box as IG-88. He's not great. But you get IG-88 there.
Yeah.
So yeah, I'd consider like another bounty hunter potentially. I'd get some like one or two stormtrooper boxes if you started with the Blizzard Force box, just because they are, even if you're running Shores, it's still useful to have a stormtrooper or two in your list. I'd consider some scout troopers for the
Yeah.
snipers. They're not nearly as good as they used to be, but they're still useful. And I would also get Darth Vader, the operative. So similar
For the command cards, yeah.
Yep. Well, and just the unit, Darth Vader operative. You know, it Vader's situation is not like Luke's, where you have one version of Luke that's just terrible and one that is obviously better. You know, operative Vader and Commander Vader are both good in different list types. So if you want to run kind of the commander version of Vader, he's the only kind you can run in Blizzard Force. So if you want to run Blizzard Force, he's the one you want. But you'll still want Operative Vader for the extra command cards.
Yeah.
If you want to run Operative Vader, he fits more into like a quote unquote standard Empire list, where he's not necessarily your commander, but his job is to just get in there and start murdering stuff. Either way, regardless of which version of Vader you want, you want to run, if you're running Vader, you're going to want the operative box for the extra command cards because they're awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. That is good. Yeah, and then after that, again, same with Rebels. There's a bunch of stuff like Range Troopers just came out. They're pretty good.
They're good. They're probably the most efficient unit that Empire's had released in a while. And they, if you're not running a battle force, they slot pretty nicely into just about any existing Empire list. So I'd probably put them next, like after you've kind of rounded out the characters you want, and you've got your Shores. If you're running a normal Empire list, I would consider Range Troopers basically right up there next on the list.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I think that's all good. After that, maybe Imperial Dark, maybe the Dark Troopers. They're pretty fun to play, I think, you know.
They are, yeah.
And they're interesting. You know, and I think after that, it just there's so many commanders and operatives for Empire. It's just like how you want to play. Like, you know, Din Djarin, you could play him in Empire. He's not great in Empire, but you could play him in Empire.
Yep.
You know, there's a ton of commanders. Palpatine's available for the game. Iden's available for the game. Like, Krennic, Kallus, the Veers. Like, there's tons of stuff you could get. It's just like, the, you know, we're just doing what to start with. Really?
Yeah,
So
Empire has, I think, the most extensive unit roster in the game,
yeah.
particularly with respect to characters, because they get all of the bounty hunters,
Yep.
and they have it. They also have a ton of commander options. So.
Yeah, and then again, like we said with Rebels, they have access to mercenary units outside of the bounty hunters, like the Pikes. The Pikes are available for Empire, but also the Black Sun Enforcers, which are pretty good as well. They're better in a straight Shadow Collective list, but they're available for Empire. So, you know, if you wanted to toss them in, you can.
Yep. All right. Should we hit Clone Wars factions?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right. How about we start with droids?
Yeah, all right.
So I think if you're going with droids, again, you can either go the Battle Force box route or the core set route. If you're going the core set route, I would definitely find another, like, a Republic player to split it with, because you're gonna want six B1s, which would mean that you're gonna have to buy three core sets. If you do go the Battle Force route, which is called the Separatist Invasion Force, that box already comes with four B1s. It also comes with Magna Guard, which are also great. So I'd probably recommend that, and then you only need like two more B1 boxes to round out your full complement of six B1s. It also comes with a tank, which actually they're not super good right now, which is unfortunate, but it's a great model. So,
Yeah, iconic.
yeah. So I'd personally probably start with the Battle Force, the Separatist Invasion Force, and then tack two B1s onto there
Yeah.
as a starting point. And then obviously you'll need the Essentials Kit if you do that. But if you do the core set, make sure you split it with a Republic friend that's also getting into the game, because you're going to need three of those.
Yeah, and I would say either way you slice it, Grievous isn't good. So you're gonna need a commander. So just be aware of that. We're gonna get to that, but just so you know.
And there's really, there's three-ish additional options there for commander with Separatist. I would definitely start with the super tactical droid. That one, actually, technically it's three different units, because there's three different versions of the super tactical droid. He's the commander that you want to run if you're running the other Battle Force for Separatists, which is experimental droids. Extremely good right now. If you ask most people what, like, the best list right now in Legion is, I think at least half of them would say it's experimental droids. So, but the super tactical droid is also great in just a normal Separatist list. So that's probably the first thing I'd buy after your core slash Battle Force box is a super tactical droid. You can also run just a regular tactical droid, which is in the Separatist Specialists box.
So Separatist invasion or core box, then more B1s, then super attack. Okay.
And after that, it's kind of like, which characters do you want to run?
Yeah.
Dooku is, he's also a commander. If you want to run like a force user slash lightsaber user in Separatists, he'd probably be my personal pick. You can also run Darth Maul. That's the Phantom Menace version of Darth Maul while he still has legs. He's pretty good, but he's an operative. He's not a commander, so you'll still need some commander with him. And then Separatists can also take two bounty hunters, Cad Bane and Bosk, both of which are great
Yeah,
in droid lists
they
for
really
for
are.
very different reasons, but they're both great. So, and you can use them in Empire. So if you end up like branching into another faction, that's a great dual use purchase.
Honestly, the bounty hunters and like a lot of the separatist stuff that we'll talk more about, but all the mercenary stuff are just, I think are, I almost want to boost them all up to like higher buys because they're just versatile across most of the factions. So it's like if you buy pikes and you switch armies, there's a solid chance you'll still be able to use them if you wanted to. So it's like a purchase that never goes bad when you switch factions. So
Yeah, and actually every faction can use pikes.
right,
So
yeah.
yeah. It's not actually a Battle Force, but you can run like Geonosians in Separatists. So if that's a thing you want to do, then you're gonna need some of those.
Yep.
I'd probably start with just one box to see if you like them in your list, because let's just say that they lend themselves to a very specific play style and one that is not super friendly to new players. So
yeah, true. And I think from what I've seen, they work the best when there's at most one unit in a list. So really all you need is one box of those, no matter what.
Yeah.
So
they're great at grabbing objectives and running away with them.
Yeah.
And that's mostly it.
Right. Unless you want to get real crazy and, you know, but we're trying to do this from a competitive standpoint, but if you want to get crazy and really do like an all Genosian, you can. It's not great, but you can.
Yeah. If you want to run experimental droids, you're going to want to grab some BX commandos.
Yep.
They're great in that particular battle force. They're kind of average outside of it, but they're amazing in experimental droids. So if you want to run, like, you know, the meta list for separatists, that's 2 to 3 boxes of BX commando droids.
Yeah, that's a very intentional purchase for you.
Yes. It is also, by the way, though, a great kit. There's 7 models in it, and they're all like super ridiculously customizable, not only with their arm options and stuff, but their poses. It's an amazing kit.
All the droid stuff, I think, is great.
Yeah. If you're a big hobbyist, the droids are probably what you want.
Yeah, and just be forewarned. I'm sure you've seen this if you've been scouring the internet, but if you are brand new to this and to hobby, your B1s are going to be tough, and you just need to mentally prepare for that. It just is what it is. But once you get through them, they're easy to paint, but putting them together is tough. So
yeah, it's hard plastic sprues. They have ball joints. So they're of like the core units, they're definitely the hardest ones to put together.
Yeah.
You know, the clones have peg joints, and the Empire and Rebel ones are all soft plastic with basically like keyed peg joints. So yeah, they're if you have not hobbied before, just be aware of that if you're thinking about getting into droids.
Yep.
But yeah, that's a good call, Jay. You could consider getting like another Magna Guard if you want. I mean, if you started with the core box instead of the Battle Force, then you'll definitely want at least one box of Magna Guard because they're great. And they're a strong feature of any potential droid list. So,
and you know, I mean, honestly, I know we're a third faction deep into this, but you know, a recommendation overall that I try to have for everybody is, outside of heroes, like if you're not looking to just get in, but you're starting to collect now and you want to build out whatever faction army you're trying to build out, everything but the heroes and the core units, I always recommend everybody just buy two when you get them, because you're going to use them at least once in some army, and then you can decide if you want a third or, you know, but most stuff runs better in pairs in this game. It's just how it works.
Yeah, saturation is good.
Yeah.
Once you've kind of chosen what your strategy is going to be and what you want to do, it benefits you to just lean into whatever that is.
Yep.
Yep. That's great. Great call. Yeah. After that, you know, B2 Super Battle Droids.
Yeah.
They're generally pretty useful. It's another great kit. They're also really good in experimental droids. But they're also decent just in normal droid lists too. So I have enough B2s to run 6 if I want. Much easier to put together too, by the way, than the B1s.
Yeah.
Because they're just bulkier. You know, B1s are all super spindly. B2s still have that, you know, posable hard plastic thing, but they're much bulkier, so it's easier to just kind of slap them together. They're kind of like, they're a little more like a Space Marine kit if you've come from 40K versus, you know, like a skeleton kit. So, and after that, it's just kind of...
Yeah, the flavor.
Yeah, what you want to play. You know, the only things I would really say in droids that are like bad would be droidicus, unfortunately.
Yeah.
And you're going to get those anyway, regardless of whether you buy the core box or the Battle Force box. So you're not going to need to buy extras.
Nope.
And then mass Geonosians. Also not great unless you really know what you're doing. But anything else, like, it's all reasonably decent. So.
Agreed. Yeah, I think it's the one. So one faction where outside of Droidica's, like anything you buy is gonna work. You're gonna find a use for it.
Yep.
So
All right, should we hit last but not least, the Republic?
yeah. Yeah, so with the Republic, I mean we probably gotta do Separatists too. But with Republic, there's again two ways to do it. You could go with the 501st Battle Force kit, which has Anakin, ARC troopers, Phase Two clone troopers, AT-RT, or you could go with the core set. Honestly, you probably just want to go with 501st. I think that's the best value. You know, the core set does come with Obi-Wan and Phase Ones. Obi-Wan doesn't see as much play right now, but the Phase Ones are still a good splash unit to have. So you know, I don't think you can really go wrong, but you would start with the battle one of the Battle Force with the Essentials kit or the Clone Wars starter set, and then go from there. Really, you know, the clones for newer players, they have a special keyword clone that lets them share tokens, some of their tokens. So having more clones is not a bad thing. So depending on whether you've got the 501st or you got the Clone Wars core set, one comes with phase twos, one comes with phase ones, you would then buy the opposite. I think for the next one, right? So you would, if you got phase ones, get the phase twos. If you got phase twos, get the phase ones.
Yeah, exactly. And Republic is actually the only one potentially where I would actually consider getting both the Battle Force box and then also like splitting a core set with somebody. Because Republic, both phase ones and phase twos are great and commonly taken alongside each other in like a normal Republic list. And then Anakin and Obi-Wan are also both solid, depending on. You know, they're not usually run at the same time, but one or the other are both also very solid.
And
So,
it's
and then
interesting, right? Clones, the clone core units are interestingly positioned where in all the other ones we just talked about, you're gonna have multiple of what like you are going to have multiple of whatever core unit you're talking about, whether you start with stormtroopers or vet, you know, rebel vets or whatever, you're going to buy two or have two or three on the table. Clones are like the one where you mix and match, where you could have like two clone two phase twos and then you just one phase one or the opposite, right? Two phase ones and one phase two. They play well with that because of some of the named clones that also you can buy and put into the system. You know, in addition, the Battle Force kit, the 501st comes with ARC troopers. So, you know, you're okay there. You've got those, but if you only get the core set, you're probably going to want to get ARC troopers. They're very good. And they tend to show up in most clone lists. At least one.
yeah. And you get Echo in there also, who's solid, even if you don't take him in an ARC Trooper list. Or sorry, in an ARC Trooper unit. So after that, Republic has a more limited roster of characters, but they're all pretty solid. Like I would consider grabbing Padme. She's really solid in just about any Republic list. She generates tokens, she has great command cards. So I'd consider that probably as my first like non-Battle Force slash core box character buy. I'd also get the Republic Specialists, which gives you a generic clone commando, clone commander, not clone commando. We'll get to them in a minute. And he's also great in just about any clone list. You know, he's reasonably cheap. He hands out a free order, he hands out tokens. And then after that, if like it's kind of like which force user do you want to run? You have either Anakin or Obi-Wan or both, depending on how you chose to start. But Yoda's also great if you want to run a Yoda list. And
I
that kit
mean,
comes with two models that you can use, two different versions of Yoda. So.
yeah, and I think though all the factions all have like different versions of the lists you can run, right? But I think this one's interesting because of all the named clones. You literally could just run a full clone list if you wanted to, with just named clones, whether it's Cody or Rex as your commander, and then, you know, going out from there. And they, you know, they have the you know, all the vehicles. I mean, it's just, they've got a lot of really cool options that I think the other ones have, but the theme is a little bit more there, especially with the named clones, right, that you would know from the shows.
Yeah, I guess that's after you get Padme, right? Because Padme fits into both of those. You want to decide whether you want to run like a Force user list or just a straight clone list. And then after you've done that, if you want to run a Force user list, you get your Force user of choice. Again, all three of them are great. Anakin is very like efficiency oriented. Obi-Wan is very defensive, and then Yoda is pure shenanigans.
Yep.
And then if you want to run clones, you get either Rex or Cody.
Yeah. You know, and then it's not good, but you do have the option, like with Ewoks, you can run a Wookiee faction if you wanted through the clones.
I think I disagree with you that it's not
okay.
Good.
Okay.
I'd actually put it, it's not quite as good as Ewoks, but it's up there.
Okay.
You can run straight Wookiees if you want. Before we pivot to Wookiees, though, one more thing that I would get if you're running any kind of clone based list, whether that's a Force user clone list or just the straight clone list, is the clone commandos.
Yeah.
I'd buy 3 boxes of them.
Yep.
They just came out. They're ridiculous. And every Republic player should be running 3 of them if you're not running Wookiees. So, and then Bad Batch won't be out until July, but they also look amazing. They're also great looking miniatures. So I'd pre-order those too if you're thinking of running a normal clone list. But yeah, Wookiees, they're actually pretty good, I think. They're definitely like a hard melee skew. Yeah. So if that's not your style, that's not what you want to do. but their whole goal is to get directly towards your opponent and rip their arms off. If you're doing the Wookiee thing, make sure that you're buying the new Wookiee box, newer. You know, it's a few years old at this point, but the one that has both the Republic and the Rebel symbol on it, not the old Rebel one. Because the miniatures are completely different and significantly better in the newer Wookiee box. So you're going to want, you can kind of stretch each of those because they come with a few extra miniatures.
Mm-hmm.
You can also make like the Wookiee commander in those, but you're going to want at least like 4 of those boxes.
Yep.
And potentially more if you want to run a bunch of like bowcasters or shields, which are basically their heavy weapon choice.
Yep. And we kind of glossed over this because not a lot of people run them in Rebels, but Wookiees are available in Rebels.
Yeah, they're not good in Rebels, but they're a thing. There's the thing you can do.
They're available.
And even if you're buying them for Rebels, you still want the new Wookiee box that has both faction symbols on it because the models are just so much better.
Yeah.
So, all right.
I guess past that, what Bad Batch is available for them, you know, so they'll be out the end of June, I think.
July, early
beginning of July. Yeah.
So we should hit Shadow Collective. I know that I said last but not least before we talked about clones, but Shadow Collective is there. They're not technically a faction, but they're for all intents and purposes a faction. It's officially it's a battle force, but the battle force is the only one that can take like all mercenaries.
Yeah.
And there are also some units that are completely unique to the Shadow Collective battle force, including Darth Maul, the criminal version, who doesn't have legs. Well, he has metal legs. and then the Mandalorians, which are like the, you know, the evil Mandalorians, basically. Gar Saxon and his crew when they follow Maul. So, that one's pretty straightforward. I think you want to just get like a bunch of Shadow Collective Battle Force boxes.
Yeah. I think 2 at a minimum.
I'd start with 2. Yeah. And then you'll need an essentials kit there too, obviously, because those don't come with that.
Right.
And then after that, they have basically 2 core options, both of which are great, Pikes and Black Sun. And you kind of want to decide which of those you want to focus on, and you might grab an extra box or 2 of those. They can also run Bossk and Cad Bane.
Yeah.
Cad Bane is not great in Shadow Collective. Box is great in Shadow Collective. And then they also can run the bus, which is the AA5 speeder truck. We didn't talk about that when we talked about Rebels. It is a Rebel unit. It's actually pretty good in Rebels.
Yeah.
But it is great in Shadow Collective. So, yeah, I'd consider that too for Shadow Collective. That and Swoops, if you want to run like a, you know, the Mad Max Fury Road kind of list, which is a bunch of crazy vehicles with some Black Sun. That's actually what won the last World Championships.
Yep.
So, you can do that as a Shadow Collective player as well. So,
yeah, and I would, you know, it's interesting. It's an interesting game. You know, if you're new to this and you just watch this whole video and you're considering, you know, you take a look at our blog. We do all the major lists from you know, all the major events. We'll tell you the top eight lists. And I just caution, look over all the lists from multiple events and try to find like recurring hits that are coming up. If you're like, oh, I want to get a list or put together a faction that I know will do well at tournaments and stuff, I would look at what's recurring over time and try to steer away from like one-offs. Like even if something wins Worlds or wins a big event, that's generally the player. If it's like a one-off list, it's not indicative of how good the list is. So, you know, clones is one of those things that you're going to see repeated over time till you go, oh yeah, they're good. You know, experimental droids has won a lot. So when you're looking at lists and trying to look, like what was that used to be called, net decking or whatever, net listing, Don't go one-offs. Try to look at what's repeatedly been successful or been at least in the top eight, if not won a game, and try to base your decisions off of that. Because, yeah, just going with like whoever won isn't necessarily always what's best. It's just the pilot was really good, had favorable matchups, and got themselves through. You know,
and it could be like a really difficult list to run too.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
I would say that objectively, you know, Ali Dyer is the one that ran that Mad Max Worlds list. It's a good list, especially when piloted by him.
Yeah.
I have not seen anyone else do it nearly as effectively as he has. So, you know, if people have tried to copy it, it's not, there are some lists that you can kind of copy and figure out and do reasonably well with. And there are some that, you know, like a mad scientist just came up with, and it fits their specific play style perfectly, but not other people's. So just be aware of that when you're looking at these.
Yeah. And I can tell you that very honestly from my own standpoint, because most of my lists that I do well with are not lists that anybody would do well with. I just have a particular eye for certain things that are, you know, crazy.
So why don't we close this out with a couple things that everybody's going to want, regardless of what faction they're playing?
Yep.
So the first two things I would look at are the vital assets and priority supplies expansions, which come with extra battle deck cards. Those are your objectives, conditions, and deployments. And vital assets comes with six, and priority supplies comes with three. They also come with some plastic, which is pretty neat, not critical to actually using those objectives except for payload. But generally, you're going to find that, like, if A, it comes with new missions and stuff, which is fun regardless of what level you're playing at. But B, if you plan on going to tournaments and stuff, you're going to want the flexibility to include any and all of those cards in your deck. So you're going to end up wanting those at some point while you're playing Legion, regardless of whether you're playing at your kitchen table or going to tournaments. The other two things I'd recommend are the upgrade card packs. There's upgrade card pack one and upgrade card pack two. Especially if you're just getting into the game, a lot of the new stuff does not come with any generic upgrades, even though that's kind of like a key part of the game. So, you know, that was something that was in a lot of the older expansions, but has not been in the newer ones. But the upgrade card packs include a bunch of copies of those generic upgrade cards. So,
and as of this recording, pack two is going to be kind of difficult to find. It is, it has been out of sold out basically from the distributors, and so whoever has it, and that's it. So I would try to prioritize the card pack too, and just if you see one, buy it immediately. Yep.
Yeah, and that's the one that also has like the bounty hunters and stuff went through a kind of a reprint.
Yep.
They got some I mean their cards got upgraded, basically. Particularly the older ones, Bossk, Cad Bane, and Boba Fett all got new cards in the Shadow Collective Wave, which introduced the concept of mercenaries. So if you're playing any bounty hunters, you're definitely gonna not just want but need card pack two.
Yep.
So yeah, I'd strongly recommend card pack one and card pack two. And then depending on how many dice you ended up with after your core box and or essentials kit purchases, you're going to want to get up to 9 dice of each color, if not 6.
Yeah.
Or at least 6, probably 9 to be like really comfortable. So you might need some extra dice packs.
I'd agree with that. Yeah.
Anything else, Jay?
No, I think, you know, outside of Legion, probably, you know, the next thing you want to look at, and we're not going to go through it all, but is putting together a table to play on, you know. So go look at terrain. There's plenty of great third party options for that out in the world, and AMG is starting to come out with some terrain too now. So you know, I think that's your next, get your list, get a friend who's playing, and then start figuring out your terrain after that. That's probably your next thing.
Yeah, and that's something too, where just making your own terrain or 3D printing stuff is super common.
Yeah.
So we could do a whole separate video on where to source terrain from. A lot of local stores too. I mean, if you're signing up to go to like a local Escalation League or Legion Knight or something, hopefully they're going to have their own tables that you can just show up and play at. Or somebody else is going to bring the terrain. But if you're playing in your garage or whatever, then you're going to need something besides just the barricades that come in the.
Yeah.
Of course. So.
Yeah. Great. Cool. That's it. We did it.
All right. We did it. Check out the article on thefifthtrooper.com/blog for much more in depth than what we just did. But.
And as things change, we'll give you guys some updates. So.
Yeah. Yeah. And if you disagree with our recommendations, please tell us in the comments.
Yeah. That'd be great. All right. Thanks, everybody.